life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain.
And we'll say, you are listening to Dynamite in the Brain with Brian Smith and Anthony Askew. This is an unnumbered episode because we've already recorded the next episode. And so therefore we've used the number which we should have used on this episode up already.
What could it have been? Which number would it have been?
It would have been, well, I just check my folder and I'll tell you what the next episode's number is. It is, Dynamite in the Brain 325. I don't want to have to go in. I've already made the file, so I don't have to remake the file with me saying over the top of it, 326. So it's just easier for this one not to have a number. Because it's our spring preview episode, and this time for a change, we are streaming on Twitch. Fingers crossed, hopefully. It looked a bit weird. It appeared it had broken off after 3 minutes, but it says live in front of my eyes, so I'll take that as read. So, we are going to be talking about the anime that is airing on television in Japan and a few things airing on streaming venues, where there's more than one episode. So we won't be talking like there's that 4K anime on Netflix, which comes out shortly, but that's just a one-off film. If even film length, I don't know. That's a lot of screen to cover. And we'll only be talking about stuff which is airing after today, March the 29th. So there's a couple of things, which have already aired. There was a TV special for Grand Blue Fantasy, and there was a, I can't remember what it was called now, it was about a old lady who is the landlord in an apartment.
Oya-san. Toboku.
That's it, yes. That aired over a week, so that's already done.
It's already finished? Oh,
yes.
Well.
Yes, aired to start 1 week in March. Yeah, 5 episodes, done and dusted. Nobody picked it up for English.
Oh, God.
And because we're streaming on Twitch, if you're on Twitch, you can also see my PowerPoint presentation I've made, which I've just mentioned as I was warming up. There are 64 slides, 63 shows. So let's get started. We've got to get through this.
It's easy.
Yes, it is.
You're over a minute.
And there we go. We start off with Wasimo, the 8th season. So more fun with the robot granny. As the previous 7 series haven't been translated into English via legal or illegal means, I don't hold up much hope of someone picking up the 8th season.
It's too far gone.
Exactly.
It's probably not. It's probably perfectly fine to jump in on, but you know what I'm like. And I don't like shows that are this. I think it'd be a bit silly for me.
Well, it's for children.
Very silly. Oh, is it? All right. Yes. Okay. Kids are allowed to be silly.
Then we've also got Michiri Wanko, I guess, rather than Wanko. Wanko. Oh. So this is Michiri Neko's canine cousin. I guess in terms of my counting sequels, I probably could have counted this as a sequel as well. So if you feel like adding one to the number of sequels I count by the end of the podcast, you might want to add this one to it. This one doesn't look as weird as Michiri Neko did, but then I think if you'd seen the original Michiri Neko animation, you would have never have guessed how weird the actual TV series was. So we shall see. I'm fingers crossed for me that this is on Crunchyroll like its cat-related cousin was. Because I did enjoy the cat one a fair bit.
Well, I've only got one, well, Eyes for One Dog show, and that's Lovely Muko, obviously, so.
Yep, no sign of that coming back.
No need, it's a perfect as is.
And you can just follow the dog herself on
exactly, Twitter. And that's what I do, and I'd love to see the updates.
Then we've got Tamayomi, which is based on a comic. This is a story of a pitcher and a catcher, as you can see from the key art, who are once childhood friends, and then they're reunited on a junior women's baseball team. As always, we could take in our listings from livechart.me and using their English titles. There's a couple which I think might be slightly off, but I may mention that when I get to them. I was like, is she a picture? Her arms seem puny compared to her legs. Yeah.
I've never considered that, but maybe it's a trait of a pitcher to have more limber arms. I don't know what the... Not being a pitcher myself, you know?
No, I mean, there's a lot of baseball players took a lot of growth hormones and steroids to make themselves more muscular.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Watch, well, watch the Lonely Island's Bash Brothers visual album on Netflix, and then watch the documentary Screwball, also on Netflix.
I've had that recommended to me before.
Yes, by me.
By you, I was about to say, yeah. Okay. Cause I'm sure I was surprised then that, that there was steroids and stuff. Well, not surprised, but I'm always interested to see how silly big people can get.
Yeah, I think theirs was possibly more to do with recovery times, so they could heal faster than pure muscle mass.
So they're not playing like Triple H, not running around.
Yeah, well,
that'd be great.
Yeah, I think that would be. Well, they used to run around, and then muscles would fall apart because he injured himself getting in the ring. Was it no? Vince McMahon, I think, injured himself getting in the ring. I think Triple H injured himself running to the ring.
God.
I don't know. What could have done to make their muscles weaken in such a way? this looks okay. It wasn't on my radar, but as a lot of things on my radar are on streaming services, which are either going to be giving me them in the future or streaming services don't really want to use because every time I've gone back to them, they have not improved in the slightest. Maybe I will watch this. I don't know.
I think the key art looks... I was interested. I thought, oh, it looks all right. And then I watched the trailer and I was a bit less... I was hardly impressed as such. But
yeah, see, I've not watched the trailer, so that might
It doesn't... The key art looks a lot better.
Yeah.
Which isn't understandable, but to a degree that doesn't suck me in.
And then we got Tower of God. This is Crunchyroll's big thing they're pushing for this season. So this is one of these things. So based on a Korean digital comic, and it's a fantasy story about a fantasy tower which has its own set of rules and cultures, and our hero who's trying to get to the top of the tower, I think, to find his friend, who's also
The kind of thing I want to watch.
Is it?
I love people climbing a tower or using some sort of verticality as a gauge of how far someone is or how strong they are. It's such a simple thing with like Game of Death, Bruce Lee, and like all the tower battles in Hunter x Hunter, you know, when they're climbing the tower and that. I love that stuff. I think this looks really good as well.
Yeah, I think it's just like there's the outer of the tower is where people live, and then the middle bit is like the connection to the inner bit, and the inner bit's where all the tests are. And it seems like one of these things I occasionally have an idea of to do as an RPG campaign, but normally decide that's too much work. Because I'm not really into world building normally. But I occasionally toy with the idea of like, what if I did a D&D campaign where you were only ever in the dungeon? And like everything was in the dungeon. And this feels a bit like, sounds a bit like that idea of like, once you're in the tower, you're in the tower. And then you've got this weird, world you're now stuck inside and can't get out of. This was not on my radar and possibly remains not on my radar though.
Did you watch the trailer?
I did not, no.
Right, promise me, honestly, the key art, I was initially like, oh, this looks like everything else that has ever been ever. Now, watch the trailer, like, this looks so much better than that art gives it justice for.
Oh, okay.
And well, this is a green tick for me.
A green tick for you, okay.
Yeah.
See, I already had six, but I say one's going to be a Netflix thing, which is going to be in the future, so.
Yeah. I see, once over I would have been sad by that, but with... In this world of so much to watch and so much to do, it's a godsend. Push it back.
Yeah, look at the... yeah, it does look quite nice. I quite like the colour.
See?
Yeah. Maybe. But we'll see. It might be a week one job, depending on what's to watch. Mm-hmm. But as you say, yeah, I'm not going anywhere, so. And eventually I'm going to finish rewatching Bob's Burgers for the umpteenth time.
Oh, so you're rewatching?
Yeah. Oh, I rewatch things as comfort food.
I don't think I've rewatched anything in, I don't even remember. Don't even remember the last time I rewatched something.
Well, Angel's Egg, I guess.
Yeah. And I'm happy to rewatch that.
Every day.
Once again. Till
the lockdown's over. okie doke. Then we've got Norimono Man, Mobile Land, No Car-kun, which is a kid's cartoon about car people by the looks of things.
I mean, it's never going to be the kind of thing I would watch, but you can't help but stare at the design. Look at the cop car thing.
Yeah. I'm looking
That's
at
great.
Him.
You can't stop.
I quite like the designs. The designs mean that if it showed up on Crunchyroll, I would watch the first episode of it. Because these look like some of the, I can't try to think what other things, there must be loads of, obviously Thomas the Tank Engine of trains and, there was one about
Budgie, little helicopter.
Budgie the little helicopter. There was one about boats as well, I think.
Tugboat, I think that's.
Yeah. Was it just tugs? I can't remember. But yeah, it was a tugboat was like the main. Yeah, and I'm sure there's more modern ones, which are CG. And these are some of the most charming looking character designs for like, anthropomorphic cars. I mean, they're more charming than cars.
That's true. These would look good on a key ring as well. I feel like they can sell these.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they've got, that's the plan. It's kids, you like your favourite characters. I assume the one with the spikes who's floating is a bad guy.
I couldn't really tell what that was.
He might be like
dragon
or pollution or something.
Oh, maybe.
That would be my guess. Then we've got the Eighth Son. Are you kidding me? So this is an isekai show, where a 25-year-old man, wakes up inside a 6-year-old body in some sort of fantasy world where presumably he's the eighth son of, a family.
Royalty or something.
Royalty
or
yeah. This is the story of the boy Wedelin von Benno Baumeister opening his path in a harsh world. Okay. Yeah. Not for me.
Same.
Then we got, Kekoshigoto. This is a comedy about a dad trying to hide his manga artist career from his daughter.
See, I like the sounds of that, but it's never something. I feel content in just knowing that somebody's made a story about that. It sounds fun.
Yes.
I don't think I need to watch it.
I'm pretty certain it will not be as good as the version you have in your head.
Probably not. In fact, I watched the trailer and that's what sealed the deal.
Then I think this is one of the ones where I've written the title wrong or the title's wrong on, cause the image I put in has got an entirely different name on it, which I got off their website. But yeah, it's the new Beyblade Burst show, which is, direct to the internet. And, I think this is the 15th Beyblade.
15!
I literally lost count though when I was trying to count.
Wow.
Yeah. So, that's Beyblade for you. I know you're a big Beyblade fan.
I was one of the biggest. And, it'll stay one of the biggest, in the past. Not for me.
Oh, I think I'd seen it. I think I'd seen it was called like Beyblade Burst Super King.
Which sounds like a
cigarette.
Yeah. Burger King. Or a cigarette or a Burger King meal.
So we'll see what it's called. Because I'm sure it's, I can't remember if Beyblade's like partly, like a Canadian co-production like Bakugan is. I think it might be. At this point.
Are people still buying Beyblade? Like in Japan?
Somebody somewhere's buying them. Because they keep on making the anime.
That's a point. See, if one of us had been in Japan, we'd be able to be like, yes, there's loads of
Well, I was going to say, I'm not sure you have to go as far as Japan.
I guess so. I mean, I was basing its popularity of this kind of thing being out there first.
Yeah.
I thought it would have died down.
I think it might be the opposite. I think it may have died down in Japan and it's still popular outside of Japan.
Oh.
Hence it not being on TV. Why does this thing? Okay, I look for Smith's toys. It, for some reason, took me to the German website. Let's just see what they've definitely got Beyblade burst stuff on the German Smith site, but let me just check the UK site. Their search is not behaving itself.
Digi Carrot's given us some info about this Beyblade conundrum.
Okay.
And apparently everywhere in Japan he went was Shinka Lion, as far as kids' shows go.
Yeah.
When he was there at Christmas.
That is also a web series. It may also air on TV, but it's heavy on the Toby Takara YouTube channel, which I wish they'd put subtitles on stuff, because there's a whole bunch of shows, but I guess they're hoping to sell them elsewhere. Anyway, this is far too much talk about a show we neither of us are going to watch.
No, I know. Get rid of it.
Wow. On to the other show. So back again, I did look at our notes from last year, a year ago, exactly. That was when Back Again came back after a 6-year hiatus. So they obviously they sold enough Back Agains in the previous year to warrant another Back Again series.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're now on the third sequel, four if you're counting Machiri Wonko. Fourth sequel, Aware Misako-kun. The fifth season of this. Which, according to its Wikipedia page, the series overall has had 40 million views on YouTube. Apparently this is like one of the big popular gag shows, according to its own Wikipedia pages, which has no citing of these sources. Both the studio who make it and the series itself have suspiciously self-aggrandizing, Wikipedia pages on the Japanese Wikipedia. But for the time being, as I've kind of somehow either we mentioned it every time and we forget it each time, but yeah, it's still going.
Will you be watching it as it goes this time?
No, because it doesn't show, it's not translated into English anywhere.
Is it the kind of thing you'd need subs for? Because it looks very visual.
I think it is, yes.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of parody stuff. And it's. I would say it's opposite. I say it's going to be very limited animation. It's going to be dialogue heavy.
Oh, I've got high hopes for something I don't really care about then. Maybe I'm like one of the companies. I'm trying to blow smoke up at someone else.
Then we got Project Sakura Walls, the animation, which is our fifth sequel, or is it a reboot? I did not care enough to further investigate. So this is Sega's alternate history / dating / war game fusion franchise, back in anime form.
Uh huh.
Have you ever seen any Sakura Wars?
Well, before? I did watch the trailer game for this. Well, I've certainly not seen any of the video game stuff, but I watched the trailer and there's a lot of CG, and I can't remember when we've talked about previous seasons. If it had CG in then, so I don't know whether it's a...
Well, we've not talked about it because it's been away a long time.
I feel like we have.
Well.
I feel like we have, and that's just one of those things that constantly echoes in your brain.
I'm sure you're wrong.
I wish we could have a transcript of every episode. It's,
we
it's
may
gotta
have
happen
mentioned it, but we wouldn't have talked about it in a preview.
Right, okay.
Because it's been away a long, long time, and now it's back. I think I'd seen, like, random episodes of the OVAs at Minami's in the late 90s, and it didn't really grab me then.
This could be the time?
I doubt it. I doubt it. Looking at trying to figure out when the last anime was. 2007, I think.
Oh, we would definitely do a preview episode about it then.
And they weren't even TV, so we would, even if we were, we wouldn't have. Righty-ho. So, next up, we've got Bungo to Alchemist Shinpan no Haguruma. I'm surprised this doesn't have an English title.
What would it be? What would it translate to? Do you know?
Something to do with Alchemist. Authors and alchemists. It's based on a video game where you collect famous authors who are long dead and therefore can't complain that they're like this is a inside some sort of gacha game, if it is a gacha game.
It's a cosplay magnet. This kind of stuff, people love it. But I shan't be watching it, nor should I be cosplaying from it.
Yeah, because even the anime has got the description of the game. So that's in this live chat description. So there you go. Then we got listeners. This was the first thing on my list. And then, of course, it's on Funimation, the site I do not want to resubscribe to because I hate its streaming service. In both web and app form.
Is that because of poor quality or
poor quality?
Bad interface?
Just bad. Right. Everything which is bad about it is bad. To the point where I did last time I did subscribe to it for a bit. I did try using their Amazon Prime channel, which is an improvement, but it doesn't have the simulcasts on it. So if you want to watch the back matter, or not the back matter, the back file of Funimation, then I'd say getting the Amazon Prime channel, if you've got Amazon Prime, is a better option than their website, but, which is a shame, because I'm really looking forward to this. This is a Daisato script. I can't remember the name of the musician whose idea it is. It's another music-themed anime from Daisato. The animation looks great. The action looks great. The music looks great. Or sounds great, even. There's a girl with, like, an audio jack in her body. Can't really tell what the story is from the trailer, but I was like, this looks really good. Let me at it.
It does look really good.
Now, I don't know if this is one where Funimation have specified subtitles are exclusives, which may mean that some of these will show up elsewhere. One can but hope.
You'll be able to track it down.
I know, but I'd rather just watch. If there's six things I could watch for Let's Go on the things I've already subscribed to, I'll watch them.
You want ease.
Yeah.
Ease of access. Yeah, I like to look at this, and then when in your notes you said it wasn't going to be easy to watch, bitch, I was like, typical. Typical.
The same goes for Wave Listen to Me. This is also on Funimation. This one, I think I'm not as super excited for it because of the Blade the Immortal anime, because it is by the same author. This is a talk radio themed comic by the author of Blade of the Immortal, but the trailer did have our heroine fighting a bear in it, so I don't know quite how that plays into the idea of talk radio. I could just read the comic because I believe it is on Crunchyroll, or it was on Crunchyroll.
Mm.
Haven't checked for a while to see if it's still there.
Well, this is the closest we'll get to a podcast anime, I suppose.
Yes.
Unless it suddenly starts a big boom.
Anime skipped podcasts and went straight to YouTubers. In terms
That's
of
true.
Plot lines and characters. There are podcasts by people in anime, but not so much putting podcasts in anime itself.
They're missing out.
Then we've got Yu-Gi-Oh! Sevens, which I believe is the 10th in the Yu-Gi-Oh! Series, and our 6th sequel. Which is a little weird because Sevens, I believe, is also a game, a card game all of its own, but I doubt that plays into whatever the rules are in this version of Yu-Gi-Oh! Apparently it will have a new Rush Duel rule. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Takes place in the future. Number one duelist at his elementary school. Okay, I guess it sounds like the gimmick is possibly a gimmick of the actual card game that can be reflected in the decks they sell, as opposed to playing it on a motorcycle, playing it in virtual reality. So this might be a bit more down to earth for a Yu-Gi-Oh! Show.
But not in a way that is going to make you want to watch it.
No, I've still got to finish the original Yu-Gi-Oh!
Great series.
Yeah, I think I'd seen most of the GX. Is that the one after it? The one set in the school for playing cards?
Does that start with a dice game? Because I'm sure there's a dice game that they implement at one point and then it goes back to card. I don't know, but probably.
No, you might be thinking of like the original Yu-Gi-Oh! Series, which wasn't the Duel Monsters series.
Oh, right. It's all blended into one deck now at this point, so.
I think the Yu-Gi-Oh! Still turning up on Crunchyroll? I can't remember, but they were for a while there. Then we got Butt Detective, the 4th series of Butt Detective, a show I dearly want to watch. I think there was like one episode or something they put subtitled on YouTube, but that was it. I was excited there for a minute when I found one and I was like, oh, hang on, no, that is it. That is it for Butt Detective. Come on.
Was it as good as what you'd hoped?
It was about exactly what I'd hoped. So it was in that it was very well animated and there's a guy who's head is a butt. yeah. I guess they're hoping maybe for more money than a Crunchyroll would offer. Or there's like book deal related things because it's based on a picture book that maybe that's the issue there.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got, oh dear, my voice is going. Doing better today, but it's not going to stop me from coughing. Major Second series. So Major Second is the sequel to Major, and this is the sequel to the first series of Major Second.
Right.
I think we watched a fair few episodes of the original Major, didn't we, when we were doing whatever we used to call it.
You want to
have format
court?
Yeah. Yes.
Should have... Oh...
Anyway, the old format where we used to watch one episode, the next episode, until one of us said we didn't want to watch it anymore.
That's right. Yeah, this was all right. I remember quite enjoying it.
I have not checked out the Major Second, so I won't be checking out the second series of Major Second.
No.
Then we've got... I guess is this Arte or Art?
Artie.
Art, there's not an I in there. So this here is about a aristocrat. She wants to become an artist, and the problem for her is she's living in Florence in the 1500s, and it's not the done thing for a lady aristocrat to become an artist in Florence in the 1500s.
Nope.
This, I suspect, will be very well made, and people will enjoy it. Those people, though, will not be me.
I just don't know what it could... I'm sure it's just very dry drama. I don't know if that's the right way to describe it.
I suspect it won't be dry. I suspect it will be more soapy.
Soapy? Oh, well.
Because it's a comic. When was the last time you read a dry comic? Particularly a Japanese comic, where you go,
oh, I don't know.
This is so dry. Oh, that Vinland Saga is very well known for its dryness. People don't show their emotions at all.
I can't see much going on with this, other than somebody drawn stuff and then people be like, oh, that's fantastic, but oh no, a lady did it. And then she pretends to be
sure
a man for a little while.
Familial disapproval and things like that. And meeting people below your status. There's loads of opportunities. It writes itself. It's not going to be just...
I guess so, Artie. Artie.
Then, though, we've got My Roomie is a Dino.
Oh, this isn't dry.
Which apparently is the English name for Gallon Dinosaur, according to Live Chart. I'll take their word for it. This is one of the... I think this is the thing I'm most looking forward to. At least that I can see this season. No one's announced they've got the license yet. It's by the same... at least two of the studios and the same director, maybe producer as well, as Pop Team Epic.
I'm no longer interested.
And it's all about a dinosaur who moves in with this woman. And, she lets it move.
Who's the lady? What's her profession? Because she looks very fashionable and, you know.
Oh, well, she's a gal. I can't remember what her job is in the comic at all.
Right.
I know she does have a reason to leave the house. I think she definitely does have something she does during the day.
She's a key worker then, surely.
That allows the very cartoonish blue dinosaur to sit
run havoc. I don't know what happens in it, but it's your fault that I want to watch this because of your stupid picture.
It's because the dinosaur's such a great design. And the fact he never talks is doubly...
Oh, does he not?
So he's all mime. Everybody else is talking. Everybody recognizes that he's a dinosaur.
Well, I think it's like a re-sketch of... is it Cookie Monster?
He's got a bit of Cookie Monster to him, yes.
It's like, not even just the blue aspect, the eyes are very... I mean, less... Oogly or googly. Is it googly eyes? Googly, whatever eyes. It is. But it does look fun. You can't deny that. Nobody can. This is the wettest of the show. Actually, I don't know.
Now, I was going to say this might actually be more dry than art, I think, in terms of tone. even though the trailer does promise as a dinosaur taking a bubble bath while he waits for his noodles to cook. Then we've got My Next Life as a Villainess, All Roots Lead to Doom, which I'm sure we've previewed before. A girl gets reincarnated as the villain in her favourite video game. To the point where I thought this was a sequel, and then I looked at the Wikipedia page, and apparently this is the first time it's been on air.
Unless you've dreamt up this premise yourself.
I don't think so. Anyway, it's another one of these I got reincarnated as a whatchamacallit, so... unless it's explicitly a parody of that, I'm not really interested.
No, same. Though the idea that it's her favourite video game adds a little level, a little layer of interest, more so than what I thought was just she goes somewhere and she's a villain.
Yes. So yeah, it's one of these ones where you're trying to date beautiful men in the game, but now she's in the position of, rather than being able to date them, she's the bad guy in the story. Then we've got Sing Yesterday for Me, a coming-of-age drama based on the comic by Kei Tuome. Don't know much else about this, beyond it probably not being my cup of tea. I already come of age. I don't need to know what the deal is of coming of age. It feels like these sort of stories are for people... like a couple of years below the age of the characters, or maybe a couple of years above, so you can look back and say, oh, that was like us. But now I'm so many decades removed from these characters. Unless it's an historical story, I'm not interested.
Yeah, I'm sure it's someone... because I've read so many synopses for different things. I'm sure someone's unemployed. And they get told they can sing, so they make a band. Or is that one of the other things on here?
It might be this, I don't know.
There's definitely another band thing that I made a note about, but it's got unemployment in it. Not that that's a put off, but it's, slice of life thing. It's not for me.
Trailer, which is 9 minutes long.
Gosh.
It's got a girl with a crow. I can see that. Or
crows are cool.
A woman with a crow. I guess the crow's a big part of the thing, because yeah, the crow gets to appear twice on the key art.
Yeah. Twice as much as any other character.
Then we've got sequel number 9, Ascendance of a Bookworm, second season. A would-be librarian is crushed to death by books, I believe, and reincarnated. Can't read anymore. Reincarnated as a 5-year-old girl in a fantasy world where books are hard to obtain. Did not watch the first season.
I remember talking about the first season, but I didn't realise they were crushed to death by a
I could be wrong on that. I may have just read the fact that they died and they were a would-be librarian and extrapolated that in my own head. But there you go. What's next? We've got Digimon Adventure semicolon.
What, no title after that? Or?
No, it's just semicolon.
Actually, it's... Oh, right.
That is actually its title. Yes.
Oh.
Hopefully, I think this may be the third time I've had that explanation conversation.
This is bound to be... It's going to be a big deal, but it's not a big deal with me. Isn't it like a total retelling and or a totally new story, but set when the characters are first going into the world or something?
I don't know. I didn't look... yeah, I couldn't quite tell. It's the same characters, but now it's 2020 and they're still the same age and in elementary school. So I don't know whether it's a reboot or just like a soft, like, let's pretend the ensuing 20 years have never happened.
Yeah.
I guess you have to wait and see. It's replacing Gegege no Kitaro, which I still haven't watched the last episode of, which aired today. This may be something we don't watch, which will be a lot. That'll be the first time in a long time we haven't watched something in that time slot, because it was Dragon Ball Super before that. Then we've got Tomica Bond Combination, Earth Grana. This is a series about Tomi Takara's toy cars, which now turn into robots. Which, not to be confused with the other Tomi Takara cars, which turn into robots. Because these toy cars didn't used to turn into robots, they just used to be toy cars. But now they turn into robots, or possibly combine.
It's all going on.
It is all going on. I follow the Tomi Takara YouTube channel, so I'm sure I'm going to see loads of stuff about this. And also I suspect it will not be licensed by anybody. Cause that would be the same, it would then be in the same boat of, Shinkelion. Which makes me wonder whether they're winding Shinkelion down or they're just starting this up as like an overlapping thing. So if this is also popular, then they can start winding, the transforming train robot down. We will have to wait and see how many times it comes back over the ensuing years and whether it gets Evangelion crossovers.
Oh.
Then we've got Mucal Dreamy, in which Sanrio has new plush toys and stationery that you must buy.
Yeah, not for me.
The animal designs look kind of jewel petty, but actually cute.
Well, I like the little blue bear or blue whatever it is with the glasses.
I think
if there was a favourite, I think that's the favourite.
He's got like rounded ears, so I think he might be a bear. But yeah, I'm not sure what the deal is. Oh, apparently a girl meets a kitten which has fallen out of the sky.
Oh!
And it has the power of dream synchro and it can enter dreams.
Oh. So it's like Inception, but...
With few cute animals, yes.
Yeah.
And you probably watch it more than once. without getting bored by all the exposition.
I love that film. I don't remember how many times I've watched it, though.
You just said maybe at the start of the podcast that you don't rewatch things.
Yeah, so I'm saying I don't think I may... I think I may have seen it twice.
Yeah. I think I think unlike most Christopher Nolan ones, that its problem is the exposition as opposed to the incoherent action. which is like...
See, I'm fine if a film only holds up once, because that's the point in time that matters.
It is, but it's it, I think I got, by the time I got to Dark Knight Rises, I was then spotting the things as I was watching it the first time.
Oh, that's never good.
Yeah, like specifically the stock exchange robbery in the morning, which somehow the chase takes them into the night.
Oh, it's the best, one of the best bits. So visually pleasing.
It makes no sense. It's not visually pleasing.
Ah, well, they wanted to make it
visually
look
incoherent.
Just looks nice.
That was not my thought. I thought it was incoherent. Then we've got more seriously unserious incredible Zorrery, in which everybody's favourite fox thief is back after 13 years away with a new anime.
This is a green light for you, isn't it?
It is definitely a green light for me.
I knew it!
I think there's more chance of it getting licensed today than obviously when the original series came out. Because that wrapped up in 2007. I'm not sure if, I think Crunchyroll were just about a legitimate concern at that point, but, yeah. Yeah, this looks even better than the original did in terms of character designs and stuff. And animal people are popular at the moment, so it's the right time to come back.
God, yeah. 2020.
It's all about the animal people. Yeah, looking forward.
I think I'm going to pass this one up, even though, yes, it looks, that main character looks great. So good. But I don't think it's for me. It's a Brian show, not an Anthony show.
Then we've got Sugo Sugamomo. So this is, I had to check, apparently the second season of a supernatural romantic comedy.
Okay.
Sugamomo is the original. And this is our 12th sequel.
12th. We're only like 8 slides through? No, more than that. There's a lot of sequels.
Speaking of which, Idlish 7, Second Beat. If you want more of the, Idlish 7 boy band, you've got it. Come in on April the 5th on Crunchyroll.
Woo!
Then we've got, Gleipnir, or however it's supposed to be pronounced, in which a girl meets a boy, the boy can turn into a giant mascot costume, and so the girl wears the boy as a giant mascot costume for revenge purposes.
Oh, I want this to be amazing.
Well, I want
it looks good.
I want it to be on something other than Funimation, but I think I might be out of luck on that front.
Have you watched a trailer for this?
I have. I have to say, I'm not as excited. I don't like the character design that much.
Oh, I think it looks so cool.
And the timing of when the comic came out is it's so Five Nights at Freddy's inspired. I was like, the comic started in 2015. I was like, when did Five Nights at Freddy's come out? Oh, 2014. That's why there's a giant murderous mascot costume going around.
DigiCarrot thinks it's extremely horny, this character. I didn't know it was that kind of show. It can't be, surely. From my understanding, she fights monsters in the suit. That's.
I think she's trying to get revenge for her family being killed by her sister, according to the description.
Killed by her sister?
I think so, yes.
Oh.
That's what the description told me. Like I said, it wasn't on my radar. It's not on my radar. I mean, the key art looks quite nice, but...
it looks so good.
I think everything I saw in the comic was like, yes, and this does not look that great. Then we've got Shachibato President, It's Time for Battle. An office-based free-to-play RPG. Guess an anime. I guess its selling point is the game had got Mine Yoshizaki, that's the Kimono Friends and Sergeant Frog, author and designer, has designed the characters for the game. I don't know how well that survives into the anime. I quite like the idea of like a weird fantasy slash office storyline, but based on a free-to-play game, and airing on Funimation means...
Is that the alarm bells ringing?
Well, not an alarm bells. It kind of locks me out, I think. Then we've got Kingdom, third season. The popular Warring States comic gets another anime series. I have not watched the previous two, nor have I read any of the comic. So this is one of these things which is popular and it's a complete blank spot for me. I assume it's a blank spot for you as well, Anthony.
It is, weirdly, because looking at it, it looks like the kind of thing a younger me would have been like, this is the one. But now I think, I don't know, it's not even that my tastes have changed. I think I've got a higher threshold of enjoyment. Sometimes.
Also, I wonder whether the previous two seasons looked so full of nasty-looking tough guys in the background on their key art.
That's where it's missing.
It may have taken us two seasons to get to the sort of person who has six spikes on his helmet.
Oh, I remember. Yes, I've just looked at art from the first season. I'm way less interested in it then. But no, now it looks better with big burly people. Nasty outfits.
Yeah, I feel it's, well, obviously it's Warring States, it's about some Three Kingdoms type thing, so it's going to be a big saga, and so it's going to involve characters getting older.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. As soon as I saw that main character in the original art, it's like, oh, that person. I remember that popping up at one point, but I never watched it then.
I'm not even sure I can't remember if it's ever streamed anywhere.
Oh, really?
Cannot recall. Then we've got, Watanuki-san Chito, a VTuber anime, which apparently features two of the most popular VTubers and a new VTuber who they're introducing in this show. Are you big up on your VTubers?
I don't think I am, but I've got like a morbid curiosity of just what happens in it. Yeah, I just kind of want to know.
I saw a description of it being a drama, which boggles the mind. Then we got Girl School, Holy Girls Square Academy. So this is an anime for the girls, written as Girls Squared, performance group, who are part of the Girls Heroine live action magical girl show from Takara Tomy. I think.
What? So they're a show within a show?
No, they've already got a live action magical girl
show. Oh, right.
And
I
believe they're all part of that performance group. And I think some of the people who are in the Tokusatsu thing are also in this.
Right. I honestly thought you meant the characters in this are actually in a show within this show, but it's live action.
Not unless they're going to, like, yeah, do a...
That would be great.
A weird looping logic. I don't know. So I don't know whether Takara Tomy are involved in this one as well. Who knows? But the previous thing did not make it into English, so I'm not sure if this will either. And then we've got Shiro Neko Project, Zero Chronicle, another free-to-play fantasy role-playing game. This is the one Nintendo was suing over game mechanisms. But apparently there's a Shiro Neko Project game coming to the Switch later this year, so maybe they got all that sorted. If they have, no one's updated the Wikipedia page yet.
And what mechanic is it, do you know?
It's a bunch of DS mechanics, because it's what you like, you push things around on the screen.
Right.
As part of the RPG, yeah.
It sounds like Nintendo clutching at straws. Unless it's super obvious.
Yeah, I don't know. I know in board games, at least in America, you can't copyright board game mechanics.
Mm.
But I don't know how it works with video game mechanics. And also don't know how it works outside of America. I've just listened to enough board game podcasts over the past 5 years that question has come up, but like, how did this person get away with this game, which is basically the same as this game? It's like, well, that's because they just changed what it looked like, and there's already established law in America that you can't copyright a game mechanic.
So could you literally recreate Monopoly, but, I don't know, swap it out with horse racing?
I think you'd have to swap it enough to obscure it enough Yeah.
Right.
But yes, you probably could. But you wouldn't be able to call it something Oppley, I don't think.
Mm. Better continue with this planning of the project then. That's the green light right there.
Then we've got Dropkick on My Devil Dash, sequel number 15. So this is a devil summoner is mean to the demon that they summoned. And, I was like, as I was writing that, I was like, hang on, that's the description to You're Being Summoned as Azel Sand. But apparently it's also a description to, Dropkick My Devil. I think I watched the first episode of this on Amazon Prime, the original series. And it was fine.
Hmm?
I think it was a case of, maybe I would have watched it if there wasn't other better things airing at the same time.
It's a good title. To be fair, anything with Dropkick in it just spices it up, isn't it? It's good.
Excuse me for a cough. Then we've got Pockalies, an anime based on a set of line stickers.
Look at that guy. Look at all of them.
They're a bunch of absolute units, as they would have said a few years ago.
It looks like there's a chicken in the background that's in the shape of a teapot boiling itself over a fire. But I don't know which bit is a chicken, which bit's a tea. I don't know. Maybe it's not a chicken at all.
I think it's needless to be said. Nothing needs to be said that if the opportunity arises, I am watching this.
Is it going to be like web shorts? It feels like the kind of thing it would be just broken into shorts.
Yeah, I assume it's shorts.
Gotta be.
I guess, I don't know whether you could call this a sequel, because I don't know whether anybody, there's been other line anime in the past. Line on Line Salaryman is the other one I've watched. Which was fine, but that was like much more like a set in the real world, pretty much. Just people looked like line stickers. Whereas this looks absolutely bonkers. I mean,
it's got to have some mad extravaganza fuel. It's got to.
That's for sure. Yeah, I should look into it, regardless of whether it's translated into English.
Yeah.
Then we've got Princess Connect Redive. Yes,
is that a sequel title?
I don't think so. No, I believe it's another free-to-play fantasy RPG.
Yay!
I assume there's a gacha element where you... I assume there's probably a gacha element in all these ones we're mentioning, but I assume you're collecting princesses or something in that one.
Mm-hmm. Not for me.
Really don't know how they convert it into a anime. In the other world, ghost groups are everything. So this is an original gag anime set at a yokai school. That's all I know about it. The animation looks very flashy and probably a lot of that dialogue heavy gags, so you can get away with doing as little animation as possible. Sequel 16. Fruits Basket, second season. We've got more soap opera with a family of people who turn into zodiac animals. I think I watched 2 episodes of the first season, and then I didn't have time to watch any more. Niall was watching all of it. I think Dwayne watched all of it as well.
I'm sure it was better, because this is the thing, I forgot about this coming back as that, you know, like, well, whenever that first season come back. And it's something I've always, always, always had on my radar, and it's probably going to stay that way. It's unfortunate because it's just so much other stuff to watch, but yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame I won't get a chance to watch this.
A permanent blip.
Yeah, basically.
So this is one which is on Crunchyroll and Funimation.
Mm. How do they do that? How do they manage to kind of split a deal between them, I wonder?
I think it's just whoever the license... I don't know, not necessarily them splitting the deal. It might just be the license holder. Doesn't give you exclusive, because obviously Pop Team Epic was on pretty much everything, and kind of is that. I think Amazon Prime might be the only place it's not on, or Disney Plus, but because now it's on Netflix.
Disney Plus, that'd be great.
So I'm kind of hoping the same for My Roomie is a Dinosaur,
because
there was different quality, because they all had their own translations as well. That was the other thing.
Who would you say was the strongest in case somebody listening wants to know?
I liked High Dives the best. I know some people don't like it when subtitles explain cultural references, but I do. So that's why High Dives was the best.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one thing which I think doesn't have the right title, because I looked at it on a Japanese site and the title, it had got translated to Origami Ninja, and as the story is about an origami ninja going on adventures with their chums, it may well just be called Origami Ninja.
That's a good title, mind. Better than this.
Better than the character designs.
Oh, way better. I mean, title alone, I'm on board, but I don't like the look of this.
No, it looks very CG for kids who they hope won't have any discerning palate.
Yeah, like a toddler sat in front of the TV eating its dinner or something.
It's the people who think, oh, kids won't notice if we change Postman Pat from stop motion animation to CG.
But they do.
They will. Yeah. then we've got Shadowverse. Fantasy Digital CG. The anime appears to be about playing the game rather than the world in the game, but then there's a Switch game coming out based on the anime. This is where you're probably getting that loop you were hoping for.
Oh, yeah.
Holy Girl Square Academy. Where it starts eating its own tail. I may be tempted to watch this because I quite like all the designs and stuff I've seen.
I mean, that's a fantastic bit of art right there.
It's very Jushin Liger anime type, mm-hmm. like sort of part monster, part mecha. Is it a dragon? Is it a mecha? Who can say for sure? Yeah, I may be tempted to watch this if there's not enough other stuff available for me. But honestly, I'm probably going to break and subscribe for Funimation for 3 weeks and then get sick of it.
Yeah, you're talking up this big
boycott, but I'll break. Yeah. I'll break again, and then I'll break a second time when I go, why did I break?
I mean, how much is Funimation? Is it just regular streaming price?
Yeah, it's about regular streaming price. It's just the quality of it. It's so frustrating. I pay for High Dive and I can't even watch that on the PS4, but,
If you're listening, Funimation, upgrade them servers or whatever it is that's causing
I think it's the apps. I think it's the software. It's the fact last time I subscribed, they were still like hard subbing the subtitles onto the video.
Right.
Yeah. But don't get me started on how their Psyche K looked. Diary of Our Days at the Breakwater. So this appears to be a, fishing comic, which is getting its fishing anime.
Very wholesome.
It is, but of the fishing anime I've seen, this looks like the one I'm least interested in.
Mm.
You know, I did like, Suratami, is that the one?
Yeah, I know. Was it Suratama? No.
Yeah.
I know the one, you know, whatever the one, it is.
Yes. That one I like, and I like the Sanpei the Fisherman. The early 80s.
See, I'm not familiar with that one.
It's the lead looks like Luffy.
Oh.
But is voiced by Goku. Oh,
there's a live action of that as well. That's interesting.
Then we've got Neko Neko Nihonshi, 5th season. Sequel number 17, more Japanese history told via the medium of cats. Now, you'd think this would be something I watch, but I watched a few episodes of it.
I would think that.
And it didn't really take with me.
Mm.
I like the character.
See, had you not seen it though, you would have been like, oh, I like the look of this.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. This is on Crunchyroll. So, I won't say for sure you'll get the 5th season of Crunchyroll, because they're still producing Bono Bono episodes, and we ain't getting them. Curses.
Open wound.
It is. I double-checked for my description on the next show, and I was like, is Bono Bono still out the air? I was like, it is. Damn. Damn you, Crunchyroll. Yeah, so Obake Zukan. So you've got Book Detective going strong, Bonobono's on the air, Zora is back. So you've got another children's picture book series. I think there's 24 books in this series. And this one's about ghosts and how to overcome the fear of them.
Yeah, it's not doing anything for me at all.
I see, I quite like everything about that picture. Except maybe the thing pointing at the book. Not the thing pointing at the book, but the book itself in the light. But I like the colours, I like the designs. I'm sure it won't get picked up, and I'm sure it's not for me at all, but...
you'll never know, you'll always live in hope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Forever.
Now, this probably is very much in my cup of tea, even though it's not being directed by who I was hoping was directing it. But it's Troublesome Old Man, a webcomic about a troublesome old man. It's about an old man who does very stereotypical boyfriend manoeuvres from shoujo comics.
It sounds great.
It does sound great. Yeah. I was hoping it was going to be the Oji-san and Marshmallow director, but...
Oh, yeah.
It is not. It's some, I can't remember who it is, but it's not him. I was like, oh, this... Because it's a webcomic and it's romantic. I was like, that's... right up his street, but he's too busy directing all the horny noises on the Interspecies Reviewer show. He's the voice director on that. Which I guess is also right up his alley as well. Then we've got BNA, Brand New Animal, the new Trigger show. In Japan, they've already had the first six episodes up on Netflix.
Any thoughts from people?
I've seen the GIFs. People seem to be enjoying it, the GIFs at least. So this appears to be about a girl who turns to an animal person and then moves to a city for animal people and then has like some sort of, culture clash because while she's turned into an animal person, she's not an animal like the, seems like the others are animals who've turned into people and she's a person who's turned into animal, maybe. That's what I was guessing from the trailer.
See, I thought some of the other animals were permanently animals, but maybe that's not the case, because this, from what I gather from the trailer, all these animals don't like humans.
Yeah.
But if they're humans themselves, or unless they're a different kind, I don't know, but it looks good. It looks really good.
Yes. Yep, yep.
So when are we getting it, or just not a...
Netflix jail, so I guess 3 to 6 months. I can't remember what the exact gap is for the stuff which airs on, whichever TV station that's airing on.
Shame.
Then we've got Gundam Build Divers Re-Rise second season. Sequel number 18, the sequel of the sequel of the spin-off, or however far you want to... However deep down you can get into the spiral of Gundamness. I think I watched the first episode of the first season of this version of the Gundam Build franchise. I liked it a bit better than the previous one, but not as much as the original. And obviously not enough to actually watch it.
So this won't be getting your time?
No. I'm sure it'll be getting lots of people's money to make the toys, though.
Oh, yeah.
Calling them toys, I'm sure they prefer to be called, have them called models. But there you go. Another thing in Funimation jail that I kind of wanted to watch, The Millionaire Detective, Unlimited. I realised I said semicolon instead of colon earlier. That was a mistake. It's Digimon Adventure colon. Based on Yasutaka Susue's novel, The Millionaire Detective, from around the year that I was born. It's that old.
Gosh.
So, no light novel this. It's a heavy novel. With
hard novel.
Aching joints.
Troublesome old man.
Yeah, so it's about a millionaire detective and his partner who's not a millionaire. And I guess the culture clash and whatever it is, the crimes they're investigating. I don't know whether it's adapting the novel or just taking the characters. where it's a Sherlock type situation.
I don't know why this isn't for me, but I watched the trailer. I was like, I'm kind of disappointed. And I don't know why, what aspect made me disappointed, but I was. Maybe it's because I'm a realist now, and I try not to put too many on a list that is unmanageable.
Then we got No Guns Life second season, sequel number 19. So this is more of the very cyber anime tale of the dude with a gun for his head. So I think last time I subscribed to Funimation was when this was out. Because I think I watched the first two or three episodes of this.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty good example of the sort of thing that it is. If you know what I mean.
Oh yeah, I've watched a few episodes of this and I was in that same boat where I felt I'd watched a couple and I was enjoying it, but it was just lacking something.
Yeah, I think you,
extra.
I think if you're of a certain age, you want it to have the flash of a late 80s OVA or an early 90s
That's true.
OVA. And you're not getting that on a TV show
no.
in 2020. But the plot is very much a plot out of that. In fact, the plot's probably better than any of those plots in those sort of shows. Cause it's got a bit more room to spread its legs. And it can actually tell the entire story rather than just the portion that's being chopped in to make two OVA episodes. But yeah, you just want it to be a bit flashier or like be a bit more visually distinct. I think the backgrounds might have been the issue. Everything was like kind of very grey. It's probably a more realistic impression of like a post-apocalyptic world, but.
You wanted those neon signs.
Not necessarily that, but just give it a bit more of a bit more flash.
What I saw was like 50% of it was in a railway station underground, and then the other bit was just in alleyways. And you're right, that's a point that lets it down.
Then we got My Teen Romantic Comedy Snafu, third season, sequel number 20. I guess the show describes itself in its title, so not hopping board on the third season if I wasn't going to hop on board in the previous two. Machine Hero, is it Machine Hero Wataru? I think that's how it generally gets translated. Ryujin Maru of the Seven Souls. So this is the new Wataru series for is it for an anniversary? Is it just back? Maybe an anniversary. Maybe 30th anniversary? Can't quite remember. And straight to streaming. I'm gonna guess it's airing on Bandai Spirits, cause they've been putting up the first 10 episodes of each of the previous Wataru series. And they just did like an hour long interview with Miyumi Tanaka and, I forgot her name already, one of the other actresses from the show, where I was absolutely shocked how much Miyumi Tanaka looks like a schoolboy, even though she's a 65-year-old woman. It was not quite Jimmy Cranky, but close. She was wearing glasses and a white shirt and a tie, and it was very schoolboy-like. I shall probably check this out, because I haven't seen all of Wataru, but the stuff of Wataru I've seen, I like, and also if I'm doing a certain panel at a certain convention, I shall probably have to check at least the first episode out. Because this is really, very relevant to that panel.
We don't have to give any info.
I think I've mentioned it occasionally, but, I just want people to get hopes up that everything, I mean, Amicon says it's happening, but let's be realistic.
I'm pleased my hotel is a refundable one, that's for sure.
I'm not sure mine is, but,
I actually logged in last week to check and I was like, oh, thank God. I can refund up to the day, I believe, so.
I'd rather not get a refund than get the world's strongest con flu.
That's a nickname for it.
everything else I was planning on going to has moved itself to August.
Oh, of course, yeah, people are moving. Yeah, I forget things aren't just getting cancelled, they're getting overlapping good stuff.
Yeah, so currently if it's okay to go out in August, I'm out 3 of the 5 weekends so far. I may give one of those a miss because I haven't actually bought the ticket for it yet. And I'm like, that seems one of them's like even higher risk than going to Abbeycon.
What is that, a wrestling event?
No, there is a wrestling event. That'd be lower risk, I think, than Abbeycon, possibly. Yeah, probably about the same risk. But no, UK Games Expo. I was like, I want to go somewhere where there's going to be 13,000 people, even if they say it's okay to go out in August.
Yeah, it's danger zone, that.
Yeah, particularly when I'm supposedly on the vulnerable list. I don't know whether I am, and I may have had it already, as you can tell. Might be able to tell from this cough, which hasn't gone away. But until they get the test to see whether you've got the antibodies, no way of knowing whether I've had it or not. Okay, moving on to another Funimation show. The more I go through this, the more I can see myself buckling, you know. A Parirad Man, I think it's set in the 19th century, and it appears to be like an anime take on Blake Edwards' The Great Race, which is the inspiration for Wacky Races, so that's how. But that was also set in the 19th century. So I think it's like a race across America by a bunch of variously wacky characters and their wacky vehicles.
I watched the trailer, I was like, this looks good. And that art, whew, I'd have that on my wall. So good. Yeah, I'm keen on this. I'm very keen. How many episodes is it going to run for, though? Is it a...
No idea. I don't worry about
it. I always worry it's going to go on too long and lose its charm.
Well, yeah, the most is going to go on for 6 months, at most. If it's not based on a Shonen Jump comic or a long-running popular franchise, it's not going to go on more than that anyway. I suspect it's probably only 24 at most, I would guess, but probably only 12 or 13. I mean, how long does it take to get across America?
Oh, not long. Not in the speed them cars look like they're going, so.
Talking of things which go on a long time, Food Wars is back for a fifth helping as we get our 22nd sequel. Ooh. This is a show I always feel like I should go back and watch, because I liked the first couple of episodes, and I really like the stuff the director's done in the past. But it's like, maybe it's the actual material's the problem.
What, the idea of cooking and...
No, I like the idea of cooking and stuff. Yeah, I just don't know. Maybe there's something I can't put my finger on that's missing. Or maybe I should just, as I've got plenty of time on my hands, just read the comic. As I quickly went through the next volume of Demon Slayer they put on Shonen Jump yesterday. I saw that they got the message saying, we've put another volume of Demon Slayer on the app. I was like, okay, that's my bedtime reading taken care of.
How have you suddenly got so much time? Aren't you working from home?
I am working from home, yes. I don't have to commute.
Yeah, so...
No commuting, Anthony. No commuting. That's another hour and a half I've got of my day.
It doesn't sound like much, because it's the first time I've ever worked from home, and I feel like it's exhausting.
Also, a lot of people aren't sending us as much work to do.
I'm on the polar opposite scale.
They've all quarantined and things. Yeah.
Lucky
now,
you.
If anything, I have a nice window now to get a job done that I've not been able to get done forever. I've got issues in JIRA I'm finally going to be able to clear and close, because they were massive jobs and I've now finally got the breathing space to do them. So yeah. It's not too bad.
All fun and games.
We're in a position where, we're dealing with emails. We're never dealing with, like, people contacting. That's nice. And not even emails now. It's literally just people raising issues in JIRA, which is even nicer.
Gosh, living the life. So that's how you've got so much free time.
But that's free. But I'm reading these in bed, so that's not really, that's not.
Yeah, but that time. You might be going to, you would have been maybe been going to sleep at that time normally. But now you don't have to get up as early.
Yeah, that's probably more it. Yeah, it's probably not having to get up early. is more the issue. Yeah, also, I don't have to tidy the flat as much because I'm here to do little bits of tidying all the time.
See, your dino roomie doesn't mess up as much during the day now when you're not in.
Yeah, I think that's partly it, because sometimes you get back and you're like, can't be bothered tidying up, because I've just driven 45 minutes home in terrible traffic or something.
Ugh.
Yeah. So it's not too bad at the moment. And I imagine it will continue to not be too bad. Also, we've now also got an extra employee, so that's also reduced the amount of work everybody's having to do. Because we were down a person as well, so.
Ah, right. This will feel like a holiday for you. Extra people doing work, less work to do.
Holiday where you have to constantly think, oh, everybody else is a danger. Every other, this is not, the floor is lava, human beings are lava. Let's not touch them. Right, then we've also got Argo Navi from Bang Dream. So this is the boy band version of Bang Dream. I can't remember how many Bang Dreams there are. I don't even know if he's supposed to be Bang Dream or Banji Dream or what the deal is. Anyway.
This looks like the kind of thing, you know those clips you always show in Mad Stravaganza with the, like, Idolmaster character, where somebody CG'd characters singing that Backstreet Boys song.
Oh, yeah, that's just an MMD thing, yes.
Yeah, this looks like that. So that's my feelings towards this.
The other thing is, Anthony, I've also had days off ill when, from this cough. That might also be why I've got that Demon Slayer.
Oh, you should be sat recovering, not enjoying yourself. Oh, he's putting it on now everywhere. Just in case his bosses are listening.
God, something made me laugh, which just set me off. I forgot midweek. I did cough so much I threw up. Yeah, at which point I said, I'm going to have to take the rest of the afternoon off now, because I should probably rest up a bit. So there's that. Puzzle and Dragon is back for another anime. I said sequel. I don't know whether it is a sequel or just a total reboot. It's got that cat, tiger, bull thing. That's that mascot character. That's the only thing I recognise from Puzzle and Dragons, is that cat.
And who are those folk at the bottom? Is that the voice actors?
They look like a bunch of comedians, so I assume maybe they've got a bunch of comedians doing voices in it, maybe.
Oh, that'd be a good move, wouldn't it? If they're funny comedians, that is.
Yes. Then I think this is the thing I'm looking forward to the most. Hakushon Daimeo 2020, in which your erstwhile genie-based entertainment gets a new anime. And this one's an actual sequel, because the human boy in the story is the grandson of the human boy from the 60s series.
Okay. Does the genie's little purse talk? It's got eyes.
I can't remember. I think I've got one episode of this from the 60s. There's that recent, is it Monster Strike crossover thing they did with the Akubi-chan, who's the daughter there, the female genie. That's been fan-subbed. And I don't know if the 2000 series, the Akubi-chan series itself, ever got any English versions released. But I'm hoping this shows up on Crunchyroll. This is right up my street. I do like, the designs are probably, not sure they're as good as the Akubi-chan designs, but they're more charming than the 60s ones. Yeah, it's a comedy about genies.
Well, you'll be shocked to know that I won't be watching this.
Is that right?
Yes.
You don't like comedy.
Apparently not. It seems like I'm always steering away from it, but yeah, I'm not sure about this. In fact, I prefer his original design because he looks a lot larger and like fatter and I like that bulk about him. Wait, he's a bit slender there now. Look at his arms, like pitcher's arms. Playing baseball.
Yeah, I think they've made him look. I think they've made him look more like your dad. I think the original design they were kind of going more for comedy, and now it's like, what if your dad was a genie? This is what he'd look like. There's like a unquantifiable dadness about his current design.
Yeah, it's an interesting look, but I just know I would watch it and think, I'm not, I might get a few laughs out of it, but who knows? I'll let you rave about it.
Yeah, the other novelty is they've introduced the little brother, which they'd been introducing in online videos in the form of somebody in a mascot costume, if I remember correctly.
Mm.
Then we've got Kaguya-sama, Love is War, second season. Else, 26th sequel, where two stubborn fools continue to try and force the other one to confess their love for them. This is one of these series which I know is good, and I have not watched it. And I'm not going to get time to watch it. I mean, technically I do have time to watch it, but I'm not going to find time to watch it before the next episode. Then, oh yeah, I haven't clicked the thing through. There we go, that's what it looks like. Woodpecker Detective's Office. I think that's the first time I'd forgotten we were had a visual element. This is based on a 1999 novel by K.E., where historical figures, I think it's an author and a linguist, investigate a haunted skyscraper in Meiji, Japan. This is another one that Crunchyroll seem to be pushing quite hard.
Okay.
I do like the concept.
Yeah, it does sound good. It does sound good.
And then, fingers crossed this is coming to Crunchyroll. Because this is a weird one where they brought it, it came onto Crunchyroll with the second season, and then they put the first season up. So this will be the third season of Wacky TV Na Na Na, Chase the Kraken. In which the expedition team are once again sent out on a low budget adventure.
I'm watching this. If there's any of these things that I'm 100% on, it's got, even if it's not as good as, you know, BNA or Listeners, this looks like, this is your fault actually because of that, you showed the clip.
It wasn't me. Niall showed the clip. I didn't show the clip.
Oh, sorry, Niall. Oh,
I would have shown the clip, I think, in brain melting anime, but I think Niall has already put dibs on it.
Damn it. Sorry, Niall. Well, at least he knows I was definitely there. But no, this is something else.
Yeah, I need to watch season one, but I love season two. It's the mix of the scripted comedy and the improvised comedy. So it's got the Curb Your Enthusiasm thing to it where clearly they have point A to point B they have to get to within an episode. But the actual dialogue and how they get there seems fairly improvised.
Mm. It was a life-changing experience watching this. I felt like something had been there all along that I'd just never experienced, and now I have, and I definitely will with this.
Yeah, so fingers crossed, Crunchyroll, I've got season three. Then we got Bisatsu Olympia Kyklos. I apologize for my Greek and my Japanese. So from the author Thermae Romae, another tale of a time-traveling classical figure, this time a Greek potter travels to the 1964 Tokyo Olympics. And the Greek character is animated in clay, and the Japanese characters are animated as like paper cutouts. Kind of got like the old film fair Paddington type quality to it.
Okay.
Where one character's three dimensional and the other one's a 2D.
Hmm.
But yeah, he's not as cuddly as Paddington was because he's made out of plasticine. Yeah, I'm hoping someone picks this up. It's a good sign that, because the trailer on YouTube did have English subtitles. So that I thought that was a good sign that we may get to see it in English.
I mean, that sounds really cool. I'll be honest, but initially I was like, oh, this is another Seco Boys thing, but a different print. I don't know why. It's probably just because it's the heads. But interesting. I'll keep an eye out for this.
Now, the question is whether they show it or whether they hold it on for a year and show it when the Olympics is on.
Oh! I mean, I don't know why I'm groaning, because I was going to say,
of all the things to be worried about in the world today, having to wait a year
for
a claymation cartoon is low on the order of priorities. Okay, then no picture is available for Cardfight Vanguard Gaiden IF, which makes me think, of all the things we've mentioned, this is the best candidate for the show which is not actually airing.
Alternate universe thing, isn't it? I don't know if retelling's a word, but I think that's where why they've chucked the word if on the end.
Yeah, I thought that might be the case, but I looked up the Japanese name, and there was like a few production designs on Twitter, but like very early production designs of characters, but nothing like saying, here's what the show's going to look like.
Yeah.
Then, things we know all too well what they're going to look like. It's Ghost in the Shell, SAC_2045, our 29th sequel, coming to you on Netflix in April.
Was not impressed with the preview trailer thing that came out last year. I never watched Arise. I know this is different, but if Arise didn't win me over, this definitely isn't. Which is a shame because, well, it might be good. It doesn't look like it will be.
No, it does not.
I mean, I don't know how much time can have passed in terms of them possibly making it look better or kind of gauging an audience reaction from that or something. I don't know if they were intending that, but, you know, it can't be leaps and strides different.
No, I mean, I didn't think I'd be fussed regardless of what it looked like, but I can understand the disappointment for Ghost in the Shell super fans.
I'm not even a super fan, but I like, you know, I want to kind of hold that Ghost in the Shell flag high. Hell, I like Innocence. One of those people.
Like I said, super fan. And then finally, we've got Sword Art Online, Alicization, War of the Underworld, Part 2.
Now this I'm a super fan for.
Did you watch Part 1?
No, I didn't. And the sad thing is, one day I will watch Part 1 and Part 2. Because, you know, I still like Sword Art Online, and it's got the characters that I like from the series, not weird new ones that are very crap. So who knows, maybe one day that I'll return to Sword Art Online. I'll log back in. I'll renew my subscription at the service. Get it back.
Right. So if I've got to pick six likely full-length things, it probably means I'm subscribing to Funimation. So what the things I highlighted were Listeners, Wave, yep. Listen to Me. I may have to pick one of those so I don't get confused by the titles. My Roomie is a Dino.
We're matching so far.
The Incredible Zorrery.
Oh, we've broke it. We've broke it.
Millionaire Detective, Apari Ranman, and Hakushin Daimo, and Detective's Office. So that's already too many. That's eight.
Banana thing.
Well, that's only a short, so that's fine.
I watch out in the morning before your commute.
Fit them in. Okay. That's the other thing. I'm here at lunchtime as well. That's the other thing. I mean, I could watch them on my phone at work, but...
Do you have an hour for lunch or half an hour?
I have an hour for lunch.
Oh, see, when you get that hour, the world's your oyster.
Yeah, so normally I'd go for a walk. But not nowadays.
Hmm. Well, Glipnir.
No. Okay, so let's go through that again. Listeners, I'll take off Wave Listening to Me. My Roomie is a Dino, that's two. Zorari, that's three. Apari Ranban, that's four. Kushon Daimyo, that's five. And then I've got a six slot.
Troublesome Old Man?
Well, that's going to be a short.
Okay, okay.
Apparently shorts of 1 minute, so.
Oh, perfect. I could have watched one now between the pause of talking.
Yeah, that's five plus one. That, for the, I think a few of those listeners, and.
Well, you may as well chuck in that wave, listen to me.
Well, I'm like, is that or the billionaire, or the millionaire detective? I think the millionaire detective might be better than wave, listen to me.
What about Artie?
But there's at least two I've got on Funimation there, right? Listeners and Apari Ranman. So, gonna have to bite the bullet, I think. And get annoyed after 3 weeks and, unsubscribe.
Oh. What about, Tower of God? Did that not tickle your fancy enough?
Nah, not enough.
Fair one.
Not enough.
I'm pleased that there's nothing, like, there's not too many things where I'm like, I've got to watch it, because it never happens.
Yeah, because so I was half.
It's a reasonable season.
Early on in the year, I was expecting, or late last year, I was expecting Vlad Love to be here as well, but it's not till October. So it might be October's going to be where the, but as, the next time we're all locked up in October.
Oh, don't say that. That's a scary thought.
Well, that's what they're expecting it to, like, if it dies down in the summer, then it'll come back in the winter. So I suspect in the winter, if we're allowed out in the summer, we'll be locked down again in the winter.
Oh.
Decent chance of that.
Wow. That's ruined my Sunday thinking about that. I'm not even a big outgoing person, but.
I know. It's the idea that you don't necessarily want to go out, but the option of going out has been taken away from you.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Well, gotta live with it, because it's better than dying with it.
True. Did you see, I had somebody shout at me on the road earlier. I went for a walk, and somebody was saying, which way are you going? And I says, well, this way. And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, you're too close. And honestly, I'm very vigilant with this self-isolation thing and being clean. I was not too close. It ruined me walk. I then walked home because I was annoyed by it. Very frustrated. But people are on edge, which I understand, but yeah.
So it was taking your fancy, be honest.
Oh, okay. Listeners, which I don't think we'll get because of reasons. Tower of God. It's a tower thing, and I think it looks really nice. Dino, the roomy one. Glipnir. Apari Ranman. And that BNA for when it comes. So I guess that doesn't really count for this. So yeah, I've only got a three. One, two, three.
Oh, I said Shadowverse as well. I might be able to rustle something up just from crunch. I'll see where the land lays in the next couple of days, I guess, because some of these are starting post-haste.
I'm pleased the other ones I'm excited about are actually shorts as well, because, well, that's good, isn't it? It's easy watching. Sit and watch that on the toilet.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing. So we'll be back next week with a podcast we've already recorded.
Oh, it's a good one. Which one is it again?
It'll be the Toei Manga Matsuri episode.
Oh, it is a good one.
Where ourselves and Lewis will be watching four different Toei movies from 1987. Three of which were pretty good.
Yeah.
And one of which was passable, or at the very least short. So we'll be back then, and then also we recorded the next episode after that. But we'll speak to you soon. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Your life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.